In Sierra Leone, the largest ever Ebola treatment center has been set up. It's in a town called Kailaun. The center is getting new patients every day in an outbreak that has killed more than 600 people in West Africa. The spread of the deadly disease is having a chilling effect on life in Kailaun. Businesses in the town are suffering, and as NPR's Jason Bobian reports, people are finding it difficult to earn a living.
There's fear and frustration here as one of the poorest countries in the world tries to deal with one of the scariest diseases on the planet. The lone bank in Kailaun pulled its staff out and shut its doors a month ago. The government has banned large gatherings, which means that, among other things, all the schools are closed. A popular Friday market that used to attract vendors from as far away as Guinea and Liberia has been canceled. Stores are shuttered, and the usually bustling dirt streets in the center of town are almost traffic-free.
I'm praying to God that Ebola should go today and let Kailaun be free.
Doris Kamara runs a small restaurant that's grandly titled Doris Kamara Fast Food Enterprise. It's just a couple of wooden tables under a tin roof, but she's got a powerful refrigerator and a view of what used to be Kailaun's crowded traffic circle. Kamara says Ebola is killing her business.
Normally, after work, people will come and sit here. We play music. They chat, they buy, but now they say no public gathering. Sooner they get from their working place, they go to their home. So people don't buy. That is our main frustration now in this Ebola crisis.
She's also frustrated that people have been warned not to eat bushmeat, which used to be one of her nightly staples, because it might carry Ebola. Making things worse, the fishermen who used to bring their catch to town have stopped coming.
For me to prepare a good food now is very hard because no good meat, no good fish.
Even her beer isn't selling. Kamara says she used to go through a crate of beer a day, 24 bottles. Now it takes 4 or 5 days before the crate is empty. The economic impact of Ebola goes far beyond Doris Kamara's fast food enterprise. Kailaun is the market town for the region. People used to come from Guinea and Liberia, but now its popular markets are closed. And with Ebola circulating in the town, people are simply staying away. The motorcycle taxi drivers in Kailaun have been extremely hard hit by the Ebola panic.
Since the disease has break out on this district, people are afraid to move, and we only get money from these people. So at this time, very difficult.
Abu Senese, who drives one of the hundreds of small Chinese-made motorcycle taxis, says business has plummeted, and yet he still has to pay the roughly $5 a day in rent for his machine. Adding insult to injury, some people now are avoiding the moto taxis altogether. They don't want to sit up against the driver. As part of the Ebola prevention messages, the government has warned residents to avoid touching other people. Senese says the fear goes both ways. Now drivers are scared that passengers might be sick with the potentially lethal disease.
Even when you are moving with passenger, you'll be afraid because you don't know. Maybe along the way, if that person is affected, simply you'll be transferred and you'll be affected also.
And while that thought is often in the back of his head, he says the biggest effect of Ebola for him right now is on his wallet. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Kailaun, Sierra Leone.